Alrighty, good evening, everybody. Hello, it is Thursday, September 22, 2022. That's 9-22-22. This is the Died Suddenly call-in show where we take your calls and hear about your stories in and around the Died Suddenly News Facebook group, the fastest growing Facebook group probably in history. There's 290,100 members, and it's by invitation only, and you've been hearing about it in the media, including the BBC. And of course, you all know Tiago, the founder of the group, who is, it says in the media releases, an AI specialist. Hello, Tiago. How are you?
How are you, buddy? Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining. An AI specialist. Did you ever describe that specialty to me in the past, or is this a designation?
Yeah, I program in it. No, I program in AI, but for trading purposes, right?
So right.
To create indicators and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know about specialist, but well, specialization would be probably a little bit more accurate. But yeah, things are going good. How about you?
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. By the way, I'm Bob Bonner on Facebook, and my other handle's The Fakeologist. I have a website called fakeologist.com and a video platform called fakotube.com where you can find all my videos, including this one, later down the line. Are any of our shows in the group still at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they are. I put them in the featured section. Well, I think one of them was flagged by Facebook. I think it was the last one that we did that was flagged for whatever reason. But yeah,
something we said
up there. So
did we say anything?
It's possible. I have no idea. It might have been something, or maybe one of the callers said something, or you know, who knows?
All right, tell us what's happened in the last week. So much happens in a week in your group and in the world and in this whole great reset going on. What's going on? Give us the rundown, because we don't talk during the week, so I don't have any idea what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think the vaccine injuries, by the look of it, are accelerating.
Are we saying the V word?
Oh yeah, geez, oh, quaxine injuries.
What is the word? It says here, no more carrots. Can we use the T? I love the T.
Yeah, absolutely. The T sounds good.
Okay, so some people are injured by the effects of the T. Is it accelerating or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I see a lot more. There's actually, in the group, there's a lot more professionals like doctors, ultrasonographers, MRI specialists that are posting in the group as well. So.
Okay. So they're telling their tales? Cool. Are they telling what's going on in their practices, what they're seeing?
Yeah. Especially I've had quite a few MRI people and ultrasonographers post in the group about, you know, obviously they're not saying the patient's name or anything, but they're giving pretty detailed reports of what they're seeing.
Okay. And all right. That's cool. And how's the Give, Send, Go going? I'm just reading Sherry Strong's post here from September 13th. I thought that was for something else, but how's that going? Let's take a peek.
Yeah, it's going good. I think it's like up to over $5,000 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked this morning. So yeah, it's going good. Do you know who she is?
Didn't we talk to her last week?
That was Angela that called in last week. Sherry Strong is one of the organizers of the Children's Health Defense of Canada.
Okay, is that a spinoff of RFK Jr.'s enterprise?
I don't know if they're connected or anything.
Well, it's the
like
same
that.
Name almost. It's
almost the same name. Yeah, yeah. I think they're kind of like a brother and, you know, brother and sister or something like that. So, but don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure, but I didn't even know we had a Children's Health Defense here in Canada. That was when I talked to her, that was the first time I've heard of it.
Okay.
Are we live in the group? Are you seeing any Facebook users?
Sorry, I should look. I'm reading the Died Suddenly news page. There's so much there. Yes, we are live. It says here we have 30 people in the group so far. So, cool. Thank you, everyone. Now, if you want your name to show up, your Facebook name to show up in the comments on the screen here, you have to click on this link here. It's called chat.restream.io/FB. And that somehow attaches your name into the chat here on Restream. That's how that works. Otherwise, it just says Facebook user in the video. And maybe that's how people want to leave it. That's fine with me, too. So either way, if you want your name and to be responded to in this stream, now I know people are reacting in the Facebook group and all the names show up there, so I'm sure most people aren't going to make this thing. It's actually really annoying that Restream is not able to grab the name. Obviously, it's something to do with some privacy or some programming restrictions here.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. But on the 30th, I don't know if I told you this, told you guys this last week. On the 30th of this month, I'll be doing an interview with Children's Health Defense United States.
You know who you're talking to? Is that RFK Jr. himself, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's RFK Jr. And I think her name is Dr. Jennifer Love, if I'm not mistaken, or Jessica Love, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if you're going to talk to Kennedy, just give him my condolences for what happened to his father in 1968, if you don't mind.
Sure. Why not? I think he's going to be on the podcast, so it'll be pretty cool. And then I'm in the talks to do another podcast with another major, I guess you can say, in the anti-quaxine movement. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I can't. You guys all know who he is anyway. DB are his initials.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, he's an interesting person. Many of these people are, some of them have interesting and possibly questionable backgrounds. And if you want to find out more on some of the backgrounds and some of the skeptical reviews of some of these leading characters, then just go to the Fakeologist forums and look up Dark Side Papers, or go to Telegram and just type in Dark Side Papers, and you're going to find all kinds of information on just some of the so-called leaders in the anti-tea movement. Call it the Tea Party. So you're going to find some interesting statistics. So I really encourage people to go to Telegram. Just type in Dark Side Papers. Tell him Fakeologist sent you. He's very strict, like Tiago, about who he lets into the group. So if you're there to get some honest research done, then you can get in. Otherwise, he will be very fast with the old ban hammer, as we call it. I don't know how you are with your ban hammer on your group, but I'm sure you're pretty careful.
Yeah, pretty quick. I don't put up with no, people, messing around with other people. And, that's pretty good. The group's pretty, a relaxed group. And, for the most part, people are very respectful of each other. So
I'll, show people on the screen right now. If you can see the screen, I'll show you the Fakeologist forums. And as you can see here, under the coronavirus hoax 2020 to 2030, the top post is Dark Side Papers. And we just updated all the links today. These are the various places the Dark Side Papers are put. Some of them are nasty and have all kinds of new policies. Like if you put certain text in Google Drive where you store files, guess what? They read your files. And if they don't like what they see, they will delete your file.
Yeah.
So we know big tech is not on our side. So be careful what you use big tech for. Google is obviously big tech. So if you put a file they don't like, they'll just delete it. So hopefully you have a backup, as you should. And Dropbox as well, he is telling me, also requires a login now. It used to be able to be anonymous. So Dropbox is now part of... big tech. So he's got all his Dark Side Papers on mega.nz. Mega.nz. That's kim.com, who's an interesting character as well.
And don't forget, we got a hurricane coming this weekend here. So Hurricane Fiona.
Let's look that up, shall we? Hurricane Fiona. And by the way, you see the, let me just tell everyone, this is a call-in show. So we need you to call in. I know it takes people time to warm up, but call in 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. And you should probably have to press 1, but I think we've reprogrammed it so that the calls just get dumped into the queue. You may not have to press 1. I'm just saying press 1 in case, but probably just do nothing and just let the phone ring. And eventually you'll get through on the line. So we'll take your calls. Let me make sure I turn the phone on, though. That would be wise. So fake. So there, that's going to be on. And you can also use Skype if you're not able to access us through North American phone numbers. One's Canadian, one's American. I'll let you figure it out. My Skype name is Fakeologist, F-A-K-E-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, Fakeologist, just like it sounds, Fake plus Ologist. So you can Skype in and talk to us as well. And we just want to hear your stories, really.
Absolutely. Call us. Give us a shout.
Tiago doesn't bite.
No.
Even though it's becoming... Now, what happens if the group disappears from... If Died Suddenly News disappears? Which it's... It was supposed to disappear, wasn't it?
Well, that's what the BBC said. They said that they axed our group, and which was a lie, of course.
That one puzzles me beyond belief. I thought for sure they told the truth at the BBC.
Yeah, it just shows you how much of liars these people are. But you know, whether they axed a few other groups or not, I have no idea. But our group's been ticking along, humming along, and doing what we do best.
Did they get rid of another Died Suddenly group? Maybe an imposter?
It's possible. Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's 1,000% real or not, but. That's what I heard. That's the word on the street.
Did the BBC call you to get an interview?
No, they're not going to. No, they didn't contact. Not as far as I know. I didn't get any emails or messages in my private box or anything like that. So,
all right, that's fine. Okay, that's good. So
what's going on with Hurricane Fiona?
I forgot to look that up.
I heard that Sydney, Nova Scotia, where I live, is going to be right in the path.
You are on the coast. Let's see. It's extremely dangerous. Okay. Let's see here. Normally, hurricanes don't make it up that far. You're pretty far north. Here it is. As of 5 p.m., advisory number 34 from NOAA. Which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, like Noah's Ark. So here's a graph that I can't even click on to make it bigger, which sucks. Let's see here. Open image, new tab. Let's take a look at this image. Can we make it any bigger? Yes, we can. Looks like make it even bigger. Okay, Sydney, Nova Scotia is over here somewhere. So it says 2 p.m. Saturday, it's going to be over you. So you've got some time.
Yeah.
Right now, it's way down here off the coast of really northern Florida if you go exactly due east. And it's I think you're going to be fine. That's my prediction.
I hope so. We've been getting a little bit of rain, and so mm-hmm. I hope it's just a little rain with a little bit of wind, and that's pretty much it. Then it'll be all good. I just don't want to lose power. I hate when the power goes out here. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. I'm sure you have a backup generator, being a prepared person.
I do. Yeah, but we have more power outages here in the wintertime, and they're not long, thankfully, right? Mm-hmm. They're only like 30 minutes or, 15 minutes. So it's usually not that bad here.
Yeah. I'm just looking here. I think maybe the outer or the leading edge of the hurricane, it looks like Friday into Saturday. So yeah. Friday at midnight, you're going to probably feel some stuff. So you've got a whole day off tomorrow where you can just relax a little bit and get your cycling in.
I went today. Tomorrow is going to be raining all day here, so going tomorrow. I wish I can go tomorrow, but
so that's elite.
As long as it's not too bad. What category is it right now? Do they have a category on that hurricane?
Let's see. I'm not into weather reporting, but let's see if I can see. This isn't the best website in the world, NOAA. Don't see that. Anyone in the chat who has something to say, you can tell us. And
oh, it's a one.
It's a one. Wow, that's nothing.
Yeah.
For all the scare tactics about climate change and global warming and global cooling, we've really had very few hurricanes over the last couple of years. So, what does that tell you? Probably absolutely nothing. But if you believe man is changing the Earth's climate, then you really need to do your research. One of my favorite guys that I like to look up is Tony Heller, who's really quite banned on YouTube. So you should find him on other platforms such as Rumble. But Tony Heller has been the best at exposing the climate lies that have been going on for, about the same amount of time that the whole virology scam has been going on, 100 to 150 years. So it's the same old tricks.
Yeah.
Same old tricks, scaring the crap out of people for no good reason.
Yeah, with the weather is, that'll probably be the next thing, their climate change nonsense they're going to be going into. But yeah, it's all, it's ridiculousness, absolute ridiculousness that, us driving our cars is going to change the climate, like nonsense.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite post on Died Suddenly News this week?
It'll have to be, Ernest Ramirez. There's a post on there of Mr. Ramirez. He has a picture. I actually spoke to him today personally on the phone, and he has a picture of his son, 16-year-old son, in a coffin, and he passed away 5 days after he received the tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a very public person who's been on almost like a tour.
Yeah. He goes around and does the awareness thing. Really good guy. Just talked to him today for about 20 minutes.
All right. Did you learn anything new?
No, I mean, it's painful, man. It's even hard to look at that picture on Died Suddenly News with him looking at his son in the coffin. That's tough, man. I couldn't imagine, losing a child like that.
Okay. Oh, that's not it here. I'm scrolling through now.
Yeah, if you scroll right down, keep going down, you'll see the picture. It's pretty evident. So that's a pretty big picture too. Yeah, there he is there.
Yeah, okay, that's sad. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's definitely been testifying and on Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson's hearings as well.
Yeah.
So what's the latest in Sydney, Nova Scotia regarding tea distribution?
Oh, you know what? They're gearing up here for the next round of boosts. Mm-hmm. And I think, what are we now, September? I think the next round of boosts will be like Halloween time, like near the end of October.
Oh, spooky!
And they're gearing everybody up. Oh, and not just the mRNA version. They're also doing the flu shot as well, the Tamiflu in conjunction with that. So they want to make sure that they want to have all that good stuff into you, protect you.
Do you think there's any more awareness as time goes on about this, or do you think anything is changing in the awareness of the tea drinkers?
Yeah, I think so. I think little by little, it's slow. It's slow progress, right? It's, it's difficult. Like I said before, 20 to 25% are hardcore. They're never going to change. They're going to take the tea until they die. Mm-hmm. And, that's all she wrote. The ones in the middle, they're slowly waking up. It's a process. It's unfortunately, it's not a quick thing.
Interesting. Yeah. And the other Canadian news, there's two things I want to tell everyone that's interested in this group. And quite frankly, I thought we would have a couple hundred live viewers tonight. I'm kind of bummed out about that, because if there's 300,000 people on this group, you think 1% is 3,000. So even 0.1% is 300. So we're at 0.01%. Or 0.02% of people. So it's kind of low.
How many do we have in the Facebook group going now?
Only 54.
So we could. Okay. Well, we had 30 before. So yeah, we'll give it a little time. People, you know, and it depends on what time zone too, right? All the time zones and stuff.
FACO 2, we have 13 people watching tonight. Thank you for anyone who is on FACO 2. I appreciate that. And we have lots of good stuff on FACO2. I even slipped in an Elvis video of mine. Sorry about that. I had to put that one up. Elvis is a big fan of Elvis, and so is my family. So we put that up there. Also, a very interesting video by Fletcher Prouty on the oil is scarce hoax. For all you people that think energy is scarce, it's the absolute opposite. Energy is plentiful. Oil is almost as plentiful as water. They were giving it away when they first learned about it and first started looking for it. They used to just take it off the surface of just underneath the... And they didn't know what to do with it. And then when they figured out they could use it as fuel, because it was lubrication before to keep the trains turning. Don't forget, trains ran on coal before oil, and then they figured out they could burn oil and get extreme amounts of power out of the burning of oil and oil byproducts like diesel and gasoline. But because it was so plentiful, they wanted to figure out a way to monetize it and keep the price and control the price. So that's what's happened for over 100 years, yet another 100 year scam. So it's still going on. So all you poor people in Europe that are freezing to death or getting ready to freeze to death, just remember that this is all a game to drive you to the next level of the digital world, the digital economy, the digital currency, rationing. The people that rule over you don't like you, and they don't really want you using any of the Earth's resources that they think you don't deserve. So everything in the world is plentiful, and the idea that we're running out or wrecking things is a complete lie. And these are the kind of things we talk about at Fakeologist as well. And Diego, how are the prices of commodities, bitcoins and oils and all that? This is your specialty.
Oh yeah.
What do you have to say? What's your summary of the week? What happened?
It's been dead week. It's been what we call a week of consolidation. So a consolidation period right now here in the summertime. You're going to see things, in the next month or two heating up in terms of oil prices. They are going to go up a lot. Bitcoin, again, is going to come down to 9,800 in that level somewhere. And then it's going to start a march forward, just like silver and gold. Absolutely. But right now we're in a consolidation period. So it's just basically in a holding pattern, and it will go up.
Is there anything in your financial AI community about the 24th? We keep hearing this German guy who said the 24th, and many people think he said he got the date wrong. I don't know how you can get the date wrong with September 11th, but he said the wrong number, and now everyone is going cuckoo about the banks closing and then switching over to CBDC. Is there anything in your, you see all the trades and the numbers. Is there anything indicating that to you?
No, nothing. Zero. Nothing major is going to happen on the 24th. That I can promise you. I mean, even if you had like a little bit of a market move in the S&P or NASDAQ or anything like that, or even in the debt market, but right now, honestly, the markets are dead this week. They've been in the consolidation period. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the big thing? How much did the Fed raise the interest rate?
I think it was half a point, half a point or point or three quarters of a point, something like that. I mean, it's not, you know, they're going to have to raise it a lot more. The hyperinflationary effects are a hell of a lot higher than the interest rates.
Where do you see it going?
Well, it's going to go high, but at, you know, the interest rates, you know, as they get higher, it's going to destroy the market, right? It's going to bring everything down. So that's why they're doing it incrementally, I think. So,
but what's the peak? How high do you think it'll go over the next year or two or three, or will it keep going up?
You mean the interest rates or the hyperinflation?
Well, both. Let's hear your predictions. Well,
the interest rates will probably go, I'd say, go up at least another, you know, 4% up. You know, and the hyperinflation will continue until those interest rates, you know, catch up or come near to what the hyperinflation is. It's that simple. You're going to see a period of what's called dragflation, where you're going to have a hyperinflationary effect on the market, but the whole economy is going to drag down. It's not going to be stable or in a consolidation state. It's going to be dragging down. Thousands of jobs are going to be lost. And I've been telling people this for a long time, right? I can clearly see it. It's just going to take a little time, right? It might take another, you know, year and a half, 2-3 years or whatever to manifest, but it's going to happen, you know, and they're talking about more war with, you know, China and Taiwan. Things are heating up more in the media with Ukraine and Russia. These oil prices, like I said, they're in a consolidation period. And they will, that oil, that Brent crude oil will be going to, $200 a barrel, whether people like it or not. Right now I'm looking at the spot price right now, and we're at, almost $84. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough winter. These people, especially in Europe, they're going to have a tough winter there and around the world. But, you know, they're doing it on, this is all on purpose. This is all on, you know, make no mistakes. So this is engineered, you know, right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Died Suddenly News. Can you give us any statistics on where many of the reports are coming from? Is there any indication of what countries are reporting in with their stories? Can you give us any insight?
Yeah, it's all over the world, all over the world. The United Kingdom, United States, Canada, you name it, Africa, South Africa. You know, I think the only, places that I don't hear too much of vaccine injuries or deaths is Central Africa. That's the only, geographical location I don't hear too much of it.
Okay. So, are they on Facebook, do you think, or?
You know what? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know, what the technological or internet capabilities are in that geographical location of the world. So I know I don't get many reports. I don't see many postings of from those countries like Chad or, any of the Central African countries. But I get them a lot from Northern Africa. I get a lot from Eastern Africa, from Djibouti. So there's quite a bit of injuries in Djibouti as well.
Djibouti, there's a country you don't hear much. Is that a city or a country? Sorry.
That's a country. Yeah, no, that's a country. It's in Eastern Africa. It's near the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah, so it's Eastern Africa, I think. So, yeah, I mean, it's all over the map, everywhere. The UK seems, the United Kingdom seems to be getting hit hard, Ireland. Scotland and England, Canada always is getting hit hard. Certain parts of the United States are getting hammered. So South America is getting hammered. Panama, Guatemala, all of them are reporting severe vaccine injuries and deaths.
Are you okay? I'm still scrolling through the endless stories. Cancers, just all heart attacks. Young men, a lot of young men, a lot of old men, not old people, but a lot of too many young people, a lot of people in their 50s.
Yep, there's many, many, many people there that passed away that shouldn't have passed away. That's the bottom line. They could have had a much longer life than they did. 100%.
If anyone wants to call in, the numbers are scrolling on the bottom of the screen. I have a new scroll bar. I don't know if you can see that, Tiago.
Hey, that's pretty cool, man. I didn't even notice. That's really awesome. That's like a Larry King type show.
That's it. Exactly. So the number is
you're going big time now. That's awesome. I like that. That's really cool.
Just a new Restream feature I accidentally found by just poking around. Usually things look the same week after week, but we've got that going on there. So if you want to punch in that number and just tell us your story, we'll listen. There's 73 people right now on the Facebook and 15 people on FakoTube. FakoTube.com is my platform where we post our favorite videos of the week. A lot of old stuff, a lot of new stuff. Just a lot of my favorite people talking. We got some Joe Biden stammering away from the famous John Talks channel. I got some doctors on there that are talking some sense. Vernon Coleman's on there. I put Chris Sky on there. But do you in the week, where do you go in the week to look for information? Are you doing any kind of extra research? You have time?
No, you know what? I just dabble here and there. You know what I mean? So if I have a little bit of time, you're the first, fakeologist.com is the first place that I go. Because there's certain people that I admire on there. Dr. Vernon Coleman, I listen to quite a bit. I really like, he's very concise, articulate, makes things easy to understand. Other people sending me links and whatnot, but when I can, I listen. So
otherwise you're just busy with trying to keep up with the Facebook group. It must be really hard.
I got a lot of great moderators. I got like 25 or 30 moderators. They do a fantastic job.
How do they become moderators?
Not just me. Well, they have to come do an interview, come with me on the phone. I got to talk to them and see, that they got good intentions. And it's only like 2-3 minutes and make sure. And yeah, usually they're people that are, are either retired or work from home or, they have time to do this kind of thing and they're interested in doing this kind of thing. They're from all over the world. So that way we got different time zones covered, which makes sense. They're not just in Canada or the United States. We have moderators in the United Kingdom, in Australia, all over the world, and in South Africa, you name it, we got them.
Have you had to not allow anybody be a moderator?
A couple of times. I'm looking for specific type of personality to do it. So.
You guys have a hashtag on Twitter?
No. Unless somebody else did it. I don't even have a Twitter account, to be honest with you, but, I have my hands full with Facebook alone, but, no, I don't even have a Twitter. So if people are doing hashtags on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, it's not me.
Yeah, there is a hashtag died suddenly. I've noticed here. I don't know if you can see the screen.
yeah, I see it there.
Chairs with shaped as coffins. That's kind of gruesome.
Crazy. Yeah, that is gruesome.
Now, are you aware of the other hashtag that's been trending in Canada, Kanakistan all week?
What is it?
Let me just see what is trending here. I usually use my phone, so I want to see. I don't usually use the web interface here on the desktop, but the one I know that is normally trending is called Trudeau Must Go.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why I can't see it here. What's happening is, oh, here it is. You click what's happening. Okay. I know Iran is trending as well. I have an Iranian friend who's getting videos from Iran where they're getting mad at something happened to a woman, allegedly. I can't remember what exactly. But, okay, number six is Trudeau Must Go Now. And the other one was just Trudeau Must Go. It was actually a really interesting story that's been happening for about a week now. The guy that started it is an Alberta father who put a picture of himself and just said he doesn't appreciate being called unacceptable, and he doesn't appreciate being called an extremist. And that's from a video that Trudeau did a few months ago, an interview he did in Quebec in French. And the guy was just reviewing that video and he got mad. And that was a week ago. And he put a picture of himself and he started a hell of a trend. It's almost like the trucker convoy, but in Twitter form. So it's actually been really good. And if you just scroll through this hashtag, people are putting their pictures, saying who they are, usually their fathers or mothers, how many children and what they do or have done, and just saying, I'm not the extremist or terrorist that Trudeau has labeled me as such. So been really good. And then right away, some of the Trudeau cleanup propagandists came up and said, these are all bots. So they're not real people. So then a lot of them came back and did a video saying, okay, if I'm a bot, well, how do you, it's a lot harder to fake a video than it is a picture. We know you can easily fake pictures. We get that. We understand that, but the video's not as easily. So it was a whole.
Are they going to classify you and I as domestic terrorists here in Canada one day?
Yeah. Well, an undesirable, maybe, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't
have trouble getting on a plane.
Well, we already do because we're not taking the T. Yeah, I think they've leaked it out that Arrive Can and mandatory tea drinking is going to stop as of next week, September 30th. So if any of you Americans that dare come to Canada, you don't need to fill out an app, which isn't a big deal, except they wanted you to upload your tea certificate. So that was enough to stop, I would say, most people. So maybe we'll get the odd tourist here and there, but I doubt it. The damage has been done for sure. So, but if you don't want the hassle, just wait till after September 30th and you'll be able to come over into Canada, including if you're a Canadian, of course. That's the crazy thing. But this was a pretty good campaign. It's still going on. The guy that started it, his name is Marty, and I saw him in quite a few interviews in the last little bit. Really interesting guy. Really, really good guy, actually, I would say. Let me just look at my videos here. And I'll just take a peek here at my videos. Take a peek. And we'll see if I can play. He was on Viva Fry, who's a Canadian alternative interviewer. And he was on Press for Truth with Dan Dix and a couple other interviews. So we will take a look at this guy. Seemed real to me. Let's just change my channel here. Too many bloody accounts.
So he's in Alberta, Canada?
Yeah, he's a fully bilingual. Originally from Eastern Ontario area, I believe. And he moved to Alberta outside of Calgary. And he's an engineer. He has four children. He's married. He's just an absolute salt of the earth, outstanding Canadian, I would say. Very inspirational person. And he did an emotional video a week ago. And I'll show you a bit of that. He's a YouTuber. He's an outdoorsman and he has an outdoorsman type channel. So he's no stranger to using YouTube. He's media savvy. Let's put it that way. He's not just a random dude that decided to make a video. Which, that's why he got accused.
Oh, hey.
Marty. That's a great gig, eh? When you just pretend you're working and you say, oh, I noticed the camera's on. that's actually a pretty funny trick, actually. Oh, it's you. I can't remember who he's to do that.
Oh, Jesus.
You know who did that? Mr. Oh, the friendly giant. I think he always said, oh, you're here.
Mr. Rogers? Mr. Rogers?
Did Mr. Rogers do it too?
Mr. Rogers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just putting on my slippers, my stinky slippers. What are you doing there looking at me?
Norris here. How's it going? I'm in my shop. Sorry about the echo, but it's actually windy outside. I'm trying to get ready right now. I got a, you know, I'm taking off. I'm going up north.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm just looking in the comments here. Do you watch Edward Dowd? He's a financial guy. I thought he might be up your alley.
Yeah, I've seen a few things that he's posted. Yeah, some things I agree with, some things no.
He's done quite a few interviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them. I follow Gregory Manorino, Gerald Celente, a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, but a lot of them are, you know, they're not traders, so they don't really know what's going on an intraday level, right?
Right, of
so
course.
They'll tell you, you know, gold in the long term, you know, let's say for example, is going to go up, which is true, but they can't tell you on a weekly or intraday basis, you know, what the market's going to, you know, what it's doing, what it's most likely to do, what's happening. So, but that's why some of them, you know, I listen to, but I prefer to listen to, more to actual trader guys who you know, do interviews and podcasts like Steve Cohen. Those kind of guys, interest me a lot more than somebody like Dowd or Robert Kiyosaki. George Gammon's pretty good. He's a macro specialist, but he, like I said, he doesn't trade either. He's not an intraday trader, but yeah.
Okay. Did you see the City of Toronto commercials? That
no.
Oh my God. They were horrible.
What's my hometown doing now?
The City of Toronto public hell was targeting children with a whole bunch of commercials. Just awful. So now I'm going to have to.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. And they got, well, allegedly people complained and they pulled them right away. I'm going to see if I can find them here. It's so hard to remember. There's so many people, so many sources right now that are, here they are. Andrew Lawton has a Substack. Substack has got to be one of the fastest growing websites. And here's one of them here. I'll put this one up. I don't know if you guys can see this. If I can make this. Okay. If I make this big, does that fill the screen?
Yeah.
Is the whole screen full?
Not the whole screen because I could still see the comments, but it's still pretty big, about 3/4 of the screen.
Okay, because I can't see the screen now, so I'll just play it.
Mom, can you go outside and play with my friends?
No, honey, there's still something going around.
Okay.
Well, that's the first one. Did you get the gist of it?
Yeah. So they did more than one commercial?
It was a whole campaign. So I'm going to find the rest of the campaign here. Here's another one. Okay. In this one, Andrew is saying, the City of Toronto suggests you should keep family members from your infant unless the infant takes the tea.
Okay. Oh my God.
Here we go.
So cute. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you're very cute.
When can we see her? We would love to see her.
Squeeze those cheeks.
Look over here. Look over here. Oh, cutie.
I hate how Twitter repeats the damn thing. Okay, so what do you think of that one?
Yeah, they're both sick, man.
Here's another one. In this edition, the City of Toronto's child tea campaign. You have to give your child tea so they can leave your house for school while you work from home. So here's another one. Just tell me if you're tired of watching them.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting today. I hope you all are well. We're going to get right into it. I hope you have your agenda and the annual report in front of you. We have a lot to cover. It's very important information, and we need to try and stay on schedule. Sorry about that. Where was I? Okay, yes, let's just get right into section one.
You guys are just brutal, huh?
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing. That's absolutely embarrassing.
These are your tax dollars in Toronto. I'm sure they're your tax dollars from all across the country because they're just blowing money like crazy. Here's another one. Tells you that unteed children, not government lockdowns, are responsible for having to learn outside the classroom. So they're blaming you and you and you. Yeah. So here we go. We'll start this from the beginning. So it's your fault that you aren't giving your child tea. Big bucks being spent on this, I'm sure. I'd love to know who the advertising agency is.
I know. It's who are the people who put this together? This is like
this is big so dollar. Amateur. These are, well, I guess they're advertising shorts. They're only 20 seconds, which I guess is the average attention span of people. So here we go. Here's promoting the Ball Earth for all you that don't believe that the shape of the Earth. There you go.
Hey, Siobhan, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Siobhan? Are you there?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
There you go. You had enough yet?
Yeah. I can't believe our tax dollars are going to this ridiculousness.
Yeah, so they pulled all those ads. So that's what's happening here in Toronto. And let me look at some comments here. You got 84 people tonight. We are taking phone calls. If you want to call in and talk to Tiago and myself, just give us your story. It doesn't have to be more than a minute or even 30 seconds. Just give us the quick edition, we'll take it. What else? Have you seen any comments here? Okay. I don't see anything really.
The most frequent question I get on Facebook is, how come my post didn't get accepted?
That's okay.
Most 100 times a day. Your post didn't get accepted. Because you probably put something in there that shouldn't have been put in there, or you added a link, an outside link, like a video or something like that, and obviously it's not going to get accepted.
Yeah.
But just be very careful with your wording.
How big do you think the group can go?
Oh God, Tim, I slowed it down on purpose. Right now, it's at about a 2,000 person per day clip in a 24-hour period. Honestly, if I let it go, if I opened up the floodgates and turned it from invisible to visible, it'll go right back up between 10 to 20,000 per day.
Okay. So you're not, you think it's better to slow it down right now?
Yeah. Well, I think it's safer that way to keep it invisible, keep the trolls away, have much more, a microscope on who's coming in, checking people when they come in and apply to enter the group. It's much easier to do it for the moderators instead of having that huge wave and ocean of tsunami of people joining every single day. It's tough, right?
Okay, that's good. So you're able to keep up right now, but you say if it went much higher, it would just be really difficult.
It's difficult, right? Like when you're getting 10 to 20,000 people, new users, members coming in every single day, it's tough to screen people properly like that. So you're going to get like a whole bunch of bots, a whole bunch of trolls coming in as well. The membership count goes up, but at some point you got to look at quality versus quantity sort of thing. So we're trying to, I think this way it's still growing. 2,000 people per day is amazing still. And over time, you know, it's much easier on the moderators and everybody else.
Now, a bot could just be one person controlling all kinds of different accounts. It's not a robot, but it could be one person sitting in front of a bank of phones or computers just punching in logins. Is that your understanding of a bot?
Yeah, well, they can. There's programmable bots as well, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, that scour the internet and go into groups and then they post Telegram links. They okay. can do a whole bunch of different stuff, right? So there's, if you go on the place that hires freelancers, Upwork.com, right. you can see there's guys on there, programmers on there that actually specialize in making bots, whether they're Facebook bots, Instagram bots, or whatever it is. So they do have them.
How many of what percentage of the group do you think are bots?
Right now, not much, because they're not posting. Because if it was a huge percentage, let's say even 1%, I would be getting, you know, spammed all over the place, and that's just not happening. I mean, I get it, a spam bot spamming, you know, a Telegram channel link, let's say, for example. It happens now it happens once in a blue moon. Before it was happening all the time when I was letting everybody in, but now it's, you know, it's tapered down, you know, substantially, like are almost down to hardly anything, which is fantastic.
And you changed from a carrot to tea. Is that, how did you come to that decision?
Well, the BBC and Facebook are colluding together, right? The scumbags. And, you know, they're going to, you know, apparently they're going after now, whether it's true that they're going after groups with, the carrot emoji, that's, you know, something that I don't know 1,000%, but just to be on the safe side, we changed it all. So.
All right.
And the members, the posters on there, they can choose any emoji they want, whether it's a motorcycle, a car, you know, whatever their heart desires, as long as it's not a carrot emoji, we're all good.
Okay. Well, tomorrow, we're coming up to about an hour. You haven't had any phone calls tonight, which is interesting. It's okay. And we're also on Discord, by the way, if you want to connect through the Discord, fake11.com/Discord, but, we have the phone numbers. We have Skype, but if you're too shy to call in, you can type in your story as well in the comments and we'll read that. That's easy to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Call in. We don't bite. I'm surprised so many people, but you know, when they're very, you know, when they have a lot to say is, a couple of times, not often, but a couple of times I've gone live on my own phone, with my own name in the group. And then they get pretty vocal.
Oh, do they? Maybe they just want to talk to you directly, yeah.
Directly, yeah. Like it's.
So, hold on. So there, does that get published on your site when you do go live? Do they have those videos?
I went live twice. I did that when the group was like at 60,000 or 70,000 members, and then I deleted it.
Okay.
But I was only on there for like a few minutes just to answer questions, say hello and just introduce myself sort of thing. But, I think Sunday, because I just went to the mall the other day and I bought this, you know, whole, what do you call it? Like a podcast setup where I can, you know, it holds my phone. There's an LED ring light on there. You know, there's a microphone that attaches to my cell phone, which is pretty cool. So I went to Staples Business Depot to, you know, get this whole contraption.
Okay.
And I think Sunday I might do maybe, you know, like 20 or 30 minutes if, you know, if I have power and the hurricane doesn't knock out my power, if everything's fine, then maybe Sunday afternoon, I might just do a, you know, Q&A if they're interested, you know, something along those lines, just to test out this new, you know, contraption that I got here. So.
All right. So you got a makeup for your, or you got a microphone for your lapel, or is it a boom microphone?
It's one of those microphones that, it plugs right into the, and it's actually like a microphone, like you see a singer using, right? So it looks exactly like a normal microphone. that you hold, but this one that has like a clip on it. It clips right onto the stand, so I don't have to hold it, obviously. I could hold it if I want to, but I just plug it right into the cell phone and away you go, sort of thing.
Well, so you're going to have to wear makeup and everything with the lights.
Is that right? You know, when I went on Laura Lynn, she was putting on makeup. I didn't put anything on. I asked her, I go, should I put on makeup too?
Yeah. Well, the light can wash you out, perhaps. So.
Is that right? Okay. I don't know anything about, like, you know.
I don't either, but.
And lights and makeup and all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, you know, pretty new to doing all that. So I don't have any makeup. I don't think I'm really a makeup type of guy. I'm not really into that, so.
No, but if you have a bright light, it can wash you out, so everything can look dull. But you're bright, but you're washed out. So that's why a lot of even the men, they cake on the makeup to make their skin look browner, and probably lipstick as well, maybe highlighter.
Yeah. What's nice about this LED light contraption thing is it has a remote control, and I can dim the light or brighten it as much as I want.
Oh, nice. Well.
Yeah. So it goes like lighter or darker, you know, so it's pretty cool.
I might have to tune in.
Yeah, come on in. I might do it Sunday if I'm not doing anything. And it's going to be nice weather here in Sydney on Sunday.
No, it looks like we're getting a call. Call a caller in her. Fakeologist, yep. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
My name is Steve, Toronto.
Steve in Toronto. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
What's going on in your neck? What's your story?
My story is this is all a piece of shit, and it's a scam.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they're doing is they're killing a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know anyone that's been injured or killed by the T? We use the word T here.
Yeah, I know one person with the T, and I don't know how long he's got to go, but it is what it is, right? So,
yeah.
Well, it's sad, is what it is. Is he somebody that's close to you that you could talk to, or just an acquaintance, really?
I talked to him once in a while, and he told me what happened to him after he took the T.
Right.
Is he getting any more tea?
Pardon me?
Is he going to be getting, is he contemplating getting a third tea or a fourth tea?
I really don't think so. I never talked to him in a while.
Yeah.
So. Steve, did you watch those City of Toronto ads? We put it on the video there.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. They've been coming up with I was watching the video and they took them down too, right? And they're taking a lot of things down and of everything, you know. So, I mean, you just got to get in a group, you know. I know Tiago actually. He was on the Kevin J. Johnson show about a couple of years, a year and a half ago.
I think that's where I found Tiago, actually. I'm pretty sure that's where I can't remember if it was before or after.
I think you guys are right. I think it was the Kevin J. Johnson show. I was doing like a financial thing on there. And,
right.
You messaged me right after that.
Did. Yeah. Mike and the Knight was there.
Yes. Yes.
There. Pastor Art was there.
It was a big show. I used to watch that show. Who did you prefer on that show? Did you prefer Kevin or Ed?
I liked Ed.
I liked Ed too.
Yeah, Ed was good. Ed was really good. I lost him or whatever. I think they took his Facebook away. I'm not really sure, but
he's still on there. He just doesn't respond. I've messaged him a million times.
He's probably over his limit over 5,000, and then whatever, right? You know, on Facebook or something. I don't really know. For Kevin Johnson, he makes sense. And he's right. And I know he was running for the mayor of Calgary and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, You know, everything's all rigged. We all know that. I mean, who doesn't?
But, yeah.
I mean, like, but what are you going to do? I mean,
yeah.
What happened to Kevin J. Johnson? Sure. Is he still doing a show, or has he gone?
Derek is comes on once in a while.
Yeah,
he does that. And if I'm on there, I'm pretty well subscribed to most of them anyway, right?
Yeah.
You know, I used to go on there. I like Mike in the Night too. He was on there.
Yeah, we like Mike in the Night. Yeah, we like him a lot. Yeah. Good guy, very good guy.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, am I live here or what?
You are live, you're on the air, and I got another call, Steve, so I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you very much for calling in, because it's always at the end of the show the calls come in, it's funny.
thank you, brother.
Well, that's no problem, man.
Thank you very much for calling. You got it going, you got the ball rolling, you broke the ice. So well done on you, well played, my friend.
Then. Get them calls coming in then.
All right. Take care. Okay. Hello, Fakeologist and Tiago. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Just turn down your...
My name is Jeff. I'm calling from Ontario.
Hello. Okay, Jeff. Great. Can you turn down your stream or turn off the stream because you're echoing a little bit? It's just like a radio show. When you call in, you got to turn down the stream.
Yeah, I know. Give me a sec here.
All right. You're calling from Ontario. Wow. Two Ontario people. That's fantastic.
Two Ontario people.
Are you in the Died Suddenly News Facebook group?
Yeah, I joined you probably, I don't know, 20,000, 30,000 in.
Wow. What's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I was going to ask a question to Diego. How did a guy from Nova Scotia end up setting up a site like this, which is an amazing information clearinghouse?
Yeah, you know what? Good question. I mean, it started small. I noticed a lot of vaccine injuries or tea injuries. Sorry, Bill.
you're breaking your own rules.
I'm breaking my own rules. This is terrible. But yeah, I just noticed a whole bunch of tea injuries happening here in Nova Scotia, neighbors of mine, people in the community here. And then I went to go see a gentleman. His name is Freddie Pye in North Sydney, about 20, 25 minute drive from me. And he was literally a mess. 10 minutes after he took the tea, he was, very badly injured. And then I just started a group, started off small, kind of evolved, the name changed. And then I started concentrating more on people's stories rather than mainstream media articles. And it kind of just organically snowballed and took off from there.
Is our caller still there? Let me see. Caller is still there. Did you hear that, caller? Was that the answer you were looking for? Like, I think our call. I think you might have put our caller to sleep.
Maybe I did. I hate my voice.
No, it's fine. All right. Well, we'll just leave him on the line. Maybe he'll wake up. All right. Well, that was a pretty good show tonight. We've gone about an hour. You usually give about an hour, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's nice. I like connecting every week here. It's nice to connect and get away from the group for a little bit and just talk. I'd rather talk. I'm more of a. I'd rather talk to people when they call in. That's me. But
yeah.
My preference. How about you?
Yeah, I like hearing stories. You get all the stories in written form. It's nice to hear a voice go along with the story.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't see any other. Oh, here he's calling back again. You called back. Who are we talking to? We didn't get your name.
Yeah, I called back. I didn't fall asleep. Oh, okay. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Who are we talking to, by the way?
Jeff.
Say again?
Jeff.
Josh. Josh. Hello, Josh.
Jeff.
Jess.
Jeff.
Jeff. Oh, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Yes.
It's that damn echo that's playing with my head. All right. Okay, go ahead. Did you have another question? Or?
Well, that was the answer I was hoping, but I'm still amazed that a Canadian from Nova Scotia started one of the few sites that have survived the Facebook purge.
Yeah. There's
early on, once I saw the steam going, I did forward it to.
Yeah, there's certain tricks too, right? That you got to do, and that I've learned from other groups that have gone, you know, into the Facebook dust. So, but yeah, you never know what will happen in the future, right? So we'll see what happens. And right now, things are humming along nicely. Is there anything else you want?
Well, early days, I passed it on to Steve Kirsch. And I'm glad that he's mentioned you guys.
He interviewed me, yeah.
Good. Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't see the interview yet, but it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think I sent him a link saying, you should be aware of this. So,
yeah. I mean, it's gone everywhere. I mean, you know, worldwide. So it's fantastic. I like it, and I love people like you calling in. I think it's fantastic that you guys you know, you're in Ontario, you got your, you know, finger on the pulse, you know, watching everything. So I think it's amazing.
Well, I feel pretty lonely out here because it is Ontario. There are only myself and a few other writers I know from days from a magazine we used to call Frank Magazine in Ottawa that didn't buy into this. But I've been lucky that I haven't seen any injuries around me. You know, the reading the stories every day breaks my heart, as it does for everybody. But the only thing I've noticed, and I live in a very, very small place of about 20,000 people, and the obituaries have stayed very high all year, very high.
Mm. Mm, yeah.
So the excess mortality, you think that's a real thing?
I have no doubt about it. You know, it's a small area. I know the local minister. I know a local undertaker. Mm. And they both say they've never been busier. But all right, we live in a place of about 20,000 people. And in a very bad winter in January through to March, you may have a couple of weeks where you'll see, on average, a bad year, 7 or 8 obituaries. And then it'll go down to about 1 or 2 a week. And since about March this year, we've been staying at 7 to 10 every week.
Wow.
Which blew my mind.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot easier to notice in a small town. Way easier to notice.
You do. And that's why connecting to through the FB site and seeing stories from around the world, you get a sense of exactly how widespread it is. And just the complete silence of the number of people dying in their sleep, until you see 500, 600, 700, 900, 1,000 stories of it, you don't understand the scope of it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think the elite has turned on the people?
That's the nature of the beast.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I've never had trust in the elite on their opinion of people, but you never really thought anything like this would be unleashed in your lifetime.
I didn't. Yeah, I agree.
And it's just maddening that so many people cannot get past their cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. And see what's going on. Like, if I have another friend who's triple jabbed, who spends 2 weeks in bed saying that it would have been so much worse if they hadn't been vaccinated, I'll pull my eyes out.
Yeah, that's what they're programmed to say and think, isn't it? It makes no sense. Yeah.
And like, that's the worst that I see around me. Like, I've been fortunate compared to so many members of the site that have lost 2-3 people close to them. I haven't seen any deaths around me or any injuries. Although things like pulmonary embolisms are popping up now. Canada's lagged a little bit compared to other parts of the world in their vaccination rollout, but maybe it's just starting here now, and we'll see what happens.
Do you find, are you finding that the group gives you a lot better a world perspective on what's going on?
Yes, I love the fact that there's so many people popping up from parts of Asia. You expect the Aussies and New Zealanders to be in there. Not as many Europeans as I would have hoped. But it is nice getting a world perspective. And that's why those people who ask that posters post where they're posting from early in the message, it does give a better perspective when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to ask this time.
It sort of gets rid of the tunnel vision everybody's worried about.
Yeah.
The other thing that you don't hear about is suicide, especially with young people.
Yeah.
That's I think that's real.
Well, it has to be. Like the fact that England is basically stuck the pineapples for what is it, people under 15.
That's Denmark.
And nobody's really talked about it.
Denmark.
And well, Denmark under 50. From 50, like basically they eliminated, but there's no discussion of that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So anyways, I hopefully you'll get more other calls tonight. I just wanted, when I heard you guys, I just checked in tonight and you were saying there was nobody in the queue and I thought, well, yeah, I'll try and be an inaugural caller.
Yeah, you were number two, but you got in just under the wire because we've been going about an hour. So thank you, Jeff, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck, and I'll look forward to more live broadcasts.
Yeah, same time next week. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends. Thanks. Okay, thank you,
Take
Jeff.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All the best. That was a good call. Nice to hear.
Yes.
Good to hear. Sounded like two older gentlemen that called in tonight. The other week we got women. Yep. We got and Ontario, Ontarible, where I'm from. Interesting.
Yeah, Canadians calling in. Wow. Maybe we'll get an American or somebody calling in.
I still am amazed that the group is still up on Facebook. It is surprising. I thought last week was it. I think you did too.
It's my magic powers, man. I'm telling you, it's my magical, you know, if you smile the right way, they won't ban you.
Yeah. Well, you obviously know what you're doing. Cause it's just bizarre. It's bizarre to me because so many little tiny posts and users are blown away from all these platforms. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's another crazy. Here's another 401 story. My husband texts me that he had a weird feeling. He passed a dead guy slumped over the wheel on the 401 in Toronto. Wow. And the guy drove into the divider. Jeez, that's crazy.
No one else was hurt. Yeah, the 401 is a major highway in Toronto.
The most major. And how many, I call them vaccidents. That's what I call them.
And this they can be vaccines. Absolutely. It's a good way to put it.
And if someone's driving a big, heavy vehicle like I do and something happens, that's pretty ridiculous. What damage it could occur. Or even heavy construction equipment, you know, those super big dump trucks. Can you imagine if someone passed out while he's rolling around a construction site? Those things as big as small buildings. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you know, these are things people need to think about. There's a lot of people that operate equipment and vehicles, and if you just pass out or have a heart attack or a stroke, there's not a heck of a lot anyone can do about it if you're in that position. So
yeah, true. I mean, I think the worst is yet to come. Next 5-10 years. It's going to be, I think, a wild ride, and buckle up. It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sucks. That's not optimistic. That's not what I want to hear, but I guess it's reality.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, all these young babies, 6 months and up, are now being they're being quacked. And,
but I heard that the take up rate by the parents is quite low. We don't know any of these numbers because we don't trust the people to give us the numbers. We just have to look around us, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to see, but it doesn't look good. Even if there is a low uptake, that means there, even though that still means there's, you know, a certain percentage getting it. So it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough 5-10 years coming up, I think. So,
yeah, all right,
hang on tight.
Well, tomorrow, I'm going to do something different tomorrow morning because we're going to show up. But tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, I'm going to be talking to a guy in London, England. I think he's in London. I'm almost sure he's in England. And we're going to be, his name is Les Luther. That's his Twitter handle. And he talks about, all kinds of crazy things about colors and about conspiracy. And I have to admit, I haven't looked at his Twitter thread lately, but he's sort of in the genre of Human Vibration, who's another Twitter star that I interviewed. So if you're interested, here he is, Les Luther. Let's look at his latest tweet. Oh, now I remember what he was famous for. He went to the Ukraine himself and started videoing and documenting what he says is basically a giant movie set. So there really isn't a war going on in the way that it's being portrayed. In other words, they're lying. And he even is mentioning that when the Soviet Union collapsed in the late 90s, a large part of eastern Ukraine was just abandoned because a lot of those towns and industries were part of the Soviet infrastructure, and when it went to more of a capitalist system, all those industries were just abandoned. So people just left the area. So there are entire buildings and areas that are abandoned, and those are the ones they are saying that are being bombed and shelled by Russia.
Yeah.
So if you believe that war is just controlled demolition and strategic relocation of populations, then that may be what's actually happening. But they're telling us that every day it gets worse and it escalates. Of course, how many times can you escalate before you're in the clouds? So really, this is just a whole lot of nonsense. So this guy went over there to see for himself. And he saw crazy things like tanks driving around in circles in the capital of the Ukraine, Kiev. There was no bombing, where on the TV it said there was bombing and shelling. So that's what he's a citizen reporter that went over there.
Mm-hmm.
And really is just trying to tell people, this is just a movie set. So that's
Don't you remember Mike in the Night, his friend was over there?
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He was, his friend was there. I was on a live podcast with him, and he was right in Kharkov, and there were bullets flying, man. You can hear him in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. There were bullets. Yeah. There were bullets flying in Kharkov. So it's, I think it depends maybe what, you know, where this gentleman, Les Luther went into. I'm not sure. It's hard to say, but when Mike in the Night had that, you know, independent reporter there in Kharkov, you can definitely hear the bombs and the gunfire in the background.
And the other thing he's just showing on the screen here, well, you may have been on a movie set in the sense they have sound effects and whatnot. Here's another thing. There's a lot of these. Les Luther is looking here at this character, Camilla Parker Bowles, at the Queen's funeral, and he's showing how a lot of these people are wearing masks, as in these are not the actual characters. They're wearing prosthetic masks. So here you can zoom in and see this line of the latex mask. So we're really into exposing a lot of acting and fakery. So it's quite interesting.
I like his name, Les Luther. I think that's pretty cool.
So we've been having trouble connecting as for a start time, but he will be on tomorrow at 6 in the morning, hopefully, and that'll be 11 a.m. his time. That's the only time we could really convene, so make sure you come back to the Fakeologist Show tomorrow morning if you're at least in Europe, it'll be daytime for you and super early if you're in North America. So any closing comments before we shut down the show?
Say thank you to the members of who showed up for my group.
Okay.
And we'll see you next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. And like I said, Jim and I do this every single week just to connect and call in and, you know, take a couple of questions. But otherwise, it's been great.
We might see you do a live this weekend on Sunday, and you're going to be on some podcasts. And you're going to post all these in the group so people can find them when they're done?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if I feel up to it this Sunday, I'm going to do a, you know, a personal, you know, live Q&A session this Sunday if I still have power and the hurricane doesn't take off all the power. So, but everything will be posted. Just go to the featured section on the Facebook group and you'll see everything there.
Okay. Well, thanks for chiming in tonight, and we'll see you back next week. Great call. Great show.
Thank you so much, and Tim, and have a good week, brother. Thank you.
You too. All the best. Take care. And thanks for everyone for joining. Don't forget, support independent media. Go to fakeologist.com/donate if you want to help out. You pay what you think the show's worth. If you think it's only worth a dollar, send a dollar. If you think it's worth more, send more. Whatever you think it's worth to keep this kind of media going and promoting it. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you guys in 1 week's time on this channel. Otherwise, we'll be on fakotube.com tomorrow morning and also back on Sunday talking about German new medicine. Hello. Health is super important, on the top of everyone's mind. Let's learn about something new that may actually have more to do with making your health better. German new medicine with Northern Tracy and a guest who runs a German New Medicine clinic in Toronto. All right, thanks, guys. All the best. Good night.